Smoko Shout.
Every Wednesday we go and distribute food and drink. We spend about $250, $300 and take them out to building sites, large sheds. Last week we went to a call centre. So yesterday, and you guys were in on this, you said, why don't we do something with the strawberry farmers? So instead of just giving away stuff that we'd bought up the road here at Coles, went up to a strawberry farm at Whamuran, found one. Well, his wife wearing us about 6 weeks ago, Mandy, and I went up to see Adrian, who runs the farm. It's Loverberry, L-U-V-A-B-E-R-Y. Okay, no problems. They haven't got any problems with any needles in anything, but they're caught up in the whole destruction of a huge industry. It's been horrible.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
The whole thing. So
you did some great work yesterday, because not only did you go out there for Smoko Shout, but then you got to bring some produce back to the city.
Back to the city, and we distributed at Chermside, we distributed them at Stafford, and said to people, get it off your bum and buy. Don't go, oh, tut tut, buy some strawberries immediately because these blokes need it. Well, anyway, so I started talking to Adrian while I was up there while we were loading the berries in, and I had a wander around to have a look. It's such a good place, a strawberry farm. And we were talking about, remember when Mandy rang us, his wife, about 6 weeks ago, it's when there was a glut and they were worth nothing. And even then we said, come on, buy your strawberries.
Buy your strawberries.
They've had a real tough time. And we talked about that glut. They thought things were about to turn around and things were going to be okay.
So this week looked like the glut had finished.
Yeah,
and
right.
It was going to start picking
prices
up.
Prices were going to lift up.
Prices were going to lift, and then this happened. We've got 4 weeks of trading that's just
now. And the biggest part of your year.
Well, when we first came here, we actually grew Australian native flowers and exported them to Japan.
But the arse
fell out of that market, and I thought, well, what am I going to do now? I can grow pineapples or I can grow strawberries.
Like, well, see, the girls are out picking here. Yeah. They'll pelt it into trays, and then in the shed it gets sorted into the punnets.
Yeah, so I'll show you the shed.
Did you see that thing? Was it WA or South Australia got the metal detector?
Oh, mate, there's been utes driving around here with metal detectors on. I reckon about 10 of them have been sold in this area in the last 2 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you cannot sell into Coles now unless you've got a metal detector.
But now you've got to seal the packet.
Yeah. Well, that's what...
People are going to cut their fingers off opening strawberry packets. Oh, mate, well, where do you reckon it's going to go?
Well, there's a lot more to it, mate. Like, the metal detectors, put it this way. If you're a terrorist and you're going to get on a plane, you're going to get screened at the airport.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to get screened at your house and stop off on the way and pick up a gun.
Yep.
So putting all these metal detectors out on
that's
the farms,
not going to do anything?
No, because there's so many steps between here and
that's right.
It gets on Coles.
I won't ask you, but everyone would have a theory on what the hell's going on.
Well, I think the initial one was a real genuine disgruntled worker, and then it's just escalated to copycats.
So what have you got here? This whole paddock ahead of us has got berries on it.
We'll be picking these again tomorrow and sending them off, and I don't know if I'm going broke or not.
You've got no idea?
No.
Well, you've still got plenty out here picking then.
Yeah, but I've spoken to them and they all know we're on a day-by-day basis.
Right, eh? So, God.
And they're a really good bunch.
I bet they are.
It's a shame.
Mate, you do that job.
And they committed with us to stay through till October.
Right.
And we've just had to say, look, people say to me, what do you do after the season? Well, I get ready for the next season.
That's right.
But the biggest problem is people at the moment don't have enough money to set up for next season.
Righto, so we need to turn this around. Righto.
So what would be the main message for everyone?
The main message is to get out there today. It's crisis mode.
Today.
Today. And buy some strawberries. We need Coles, Aldi, Woolworths confident that people want to buy them and they'll start ordering off.
But what happens if they haven't got them in those stores? Well, go to your fruit shop.
Go to your fruit shop. Your local fruit and veggie shop and buy as much as you can. Cut them up, don't cut them out.
That's Adrian from Loverberry. So if you see, the big message was, it's no use buying them on the weekend. Buy them today. Otherwise, these people are ploughing these back in. It's horrible.
Well, I put it up on my Facebook and my socials last night, and I showed that we'd cut up some fruit and strawberries and were eating it. And the amount of people that have responded and said, yep, I'm doing it too. So go and buy yourselves a couple of punnets of strawberries and help out these farmers.
Cut them up, don't cut them out.
Absolutely. Big breakfast on Triple M.